Okay. Thank you, Charles.
Mm-hmm. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, so we got item 6A. It's planning for the Van Nuys Planning Summit. I've been getting some responses as people who want to be involved in the planning. Someone from Eric Garcetti's office, who's doing the Great Street Initiative, mm-hmm. I invited him in maybe speaking or just let know what the Great Street Initiative entails mm-hmm. to get people involved. I'm also in contact with Kelly because of from the last meeting and trying to get kids involved toward, you know, reimagining Van Nuys. And I might have some ideas. It's sort of an exercise. It's not, but it's also not for exercise for kids, but it's also for adults trying to do some sort of planning, like what kind of business you want to have or type of buildings, shape of buildings or type of landscaping. There's a guy who's an urban planner and urbanist. He's done this. It's called Place It. It's just engage communities to do some type of exercise or workshop and get people interested in urban planning. Mm-hmm. And also, John, you mentioned that you would be interested in the planning summit.
Yes, what would you suggest?
Well, since you're a big historian, maybe you could get a speaker.
Perhaps, yes. I had that parallel project about the signage in there, as I tend to work a little farther on, mm-hmm. which I hadn't gotten to yet.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as, can you...
The idea of doing the historical district's signs with a flashier design that might be transposed to some, not expensive, but individual plaques for older houses, mm-hmm. dates of construction.
The individual house, the house on...
it's right over here. I keep getting it.
What's it called?
The Barrett House.
The Barrett House. To use that as a template for the design for the...
is it on Hamlin, or is it...
It's on Hamlin,
on the corner of Hamlin and C. Yeah.
Is it the Women's Club?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's not the Women's Club. It's different.
No. This is on the right up from
it's Dines. The Women's League.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It's the street here, 2 blocks.
Yeah, the blue and white.
Yes,
trim.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Craftsman Gingerbread. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to show you something, John. There was a mural on... Reseda, it's in Northridge. There's a mural.
I had a replacement mural. I did too.
Mm-hmm. I still have that design somewhere.
I still have a different mural idea that might be more interactive and more. The councilman would love it because you could get a picture in it. That's all good politicians say.
Yeah. No,
maybe
but
George Thomas could get his picture in it.
But I'll forward it. It's actually a mural that you were talking about, it's pretty nice. It's very historical. It's.
I was trying to move out of history. I was trying to think of a more contemporary. Using the wall next at the south side of the Chase Bank,
mm-hmm.
there was a design project up at the University of Calgary Davis where they put 25 individual people's pictures on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a representative 25 people from Van Nuys. Mm-hmm. Which
I'd like
could
to point
be...
out that murals are prohibited within this business district, central business district overlay zone, and that would be part of it. Mm-hmm. And the mural that's currently still existing at Van Nuys Boulevard, 6742, that's also illegal since it was put up way after the central business district overlay zone went into effect.
Mm-hmm. You could ask for an exception for this one, but yes.
Yeah, so...
Listen, any beautification of the area is better than...
Okay, so John, would you be responsible for the historical part of the summit?
Yeah. I think Reno and I had a conversation today about creating more historical pictures of Van Nuys on our website, especially in the history portion of the thing. I just, you know, we've got five, and I, you know, there's so much more available.
I think maybe also get like someone to speak just as a
Museum of the San Fernando Valley guy.
Richard Litt. Richard
the guy that.
He did?
Has he?
Hilton?
Richard Hilton, the director of the Museum of San Fernando Valley.
The one that used to give the tours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't he move?
I don't know.
That's why he retired. He and his wife are moving.
Oh.
Oh. I mean, is it...
Oh.
Is
I know, that's what I thought. But.
What about the Valley Relic Museum?
I haven't been out there.
I know. I talked to that guy a couple of times. I guess he has all the vintage signage and things. That was once in the San Fernando Valley.
Is this the guy over in Burbank?
He took the Arby sign.
He's off.
The guy who took the Arby sign.
He's currently off of in Chatsworth, about a block from the Chatsworth station. But but he has a lot of historical.
Well, maybe items. Certainly.
Yeah,
I can reach out to him. Tommy is his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He also is in his little museum there that he has open on the weekends. He has a lot of things, you know, like a Cadillac. I think he called the newbie. I think it is.
Yeah,
with the guns
Cadillac.
On.
Yeah,
he has that.
Yeah, six guns for door handles.
Yeah. Oh, and since you're talking, Jerry, do you have anybody in mind as far as transportation?
I'll have to reach out in a little while to talk with Art Lacey. You know, if he would be interested, or see if you have somebody in mind who would be willing to come out.
Yeah, that's fine. Because I've been approached by LMU, because trying to be involved with the planning summit.
Mm-hmm.
I think George forked me a link.
I actually saw it.
Yeah, and I think it's a survey or something that you have to fill out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll check it out, but I like to get schools involved. You know, as far as maybe have their, you know, opportunity to reimagine or design something, you know, just as a, you know, because I think most schools now, they tend to go to other places rather than Van Nuys. If you have schools that use as Van Nuys as some sort of a studio class,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe that could
be. And if you look, there hasn't been a new school built in Van Nuys probably in 55 or 60 years, you know.
Yeah.
In Van Nuys?
Oh,
no, there was the Columbus School and the Calhoun Street School, which was named after Tony Cardis's parents.
How long ago?
Within the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, right across from Valley Press?
From Valley Press, and then on Calhoun, it's even more recent.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that the one that was next to Fulton Prep?
The one on Calhoun is just north of Van Owen and west of Hazeltine.
Hazeltine, yes. In the middle of the neighborhood.
Yes.
Oh, no wonder I didn't see it.
We don't see it, but it's there.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
And this one on Columbus Street was built probably about 10 years ago. It was built on the old property where they used to have the agricultural land, because they used to have an agricultural program at Van Nuys High.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of that.
Okay. I stand corrected.
So, you know, this is an ongoing discussion, so I don't know if anybody wants to be involved with it as far as...
Ackley would be a great addition to this thing, too.
Yeah,
you know.
To speak or...
Yeah.
No, I did offer. So...
Where does Ackley live?
He lives in Sunland. Sort of north of, I guess, Arleta, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Up in the hills.
Sunland to
Hunter. No, that's where he grew up.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
So, you know.
So that's CD7 or CD6?
I think it's... He might be living within his...
CD6.
Yeah, I'm not... I don't know his...
Actually, up there, that's almost... At one time, I thought the boundary was either CD7 or CD2 at one time, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's part of Krikorian Sunland.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because for a while, Krikorian was a big part of the... You're doing the Handsome Dam and that whole part up there.
But that's like... Utility.
But I thought, isn't Fuentes part of that area too? Pacoima? Yeah. I don't know. It's
like,
all the...
It's like hopscotch.
Yeah, gerrymandered. That's the correct word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like pastrami. The richer parts are...
And you know, cut
off and the other parts remain.
And you know, gerrymandering is illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who would imagine Labange was going to cover this area, you know, since he covered Hollywood, you know, all those years?
And he's termed out.
Yeah, he's termed out.
The Sherman Oaks Homeowners Association imagined it.
Mm. Yeah, well, they're against
them. Did you go to the street fair? There were more people running for that seat than you could shake a stick at.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know that any of the potentials, or I'll say probably more where Sherman Oaks is concerned, but it would be the wannabes would probably be the more correct.
Yeah.
Are really as qualified as what Tom Labange is.
Yeah. There was one guy that I spoke to there that had some credentials. Mm-hmm. You know.
Then
Jay Bieber is
he's the
Sherman Oaks. He's a second vice president of Sherman Oaks. And he's been an activist for a long time. Whether he has
the chops?
Yeah, I was going to use a Jewish word, but yeah.
Yeah.
It remains to be seen. But
okay.
I glad-handed everybody there. I figured.
And what about CD6? Any, it's so gerrymandered. Who could possibly?
I'm telling you, it's like the Great Wasteland. I don't see anybody of note, you know, of political note opposing her.
Well, all you need is like 5,001 votes.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
There may be some surprises that happen.
Sad.
Well, you're
6,600 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Changed the election.
Well, we were at the
summit. Yeah, the voting.
The voting, and I think Howard made a suggestion to use an app.
Yeah, we have the app.
To vote.
I mean,
no, I think it needs to be a physical presence, and I also think that
you're never going to increase the electorate with a physical presence. They're just
it's not the electorate that's the problem.
It's
the candidates.
I understand that,
and also the education that people have in the candidates, because they don't have vested interest.
It's not just CD6. It's it's all throughout Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, around the country.
Hands up.
Because I think one of the guys who mentioned that a majority of millennials don't even know the three branches of government.
Absolutely.
So that really says that...
Well, I'm not a millennial.
Yeah.
You could
see where their attention span is.
Engagement. I mean, the civics is no longer taught to the level that it was taught when we were in school.
Well, it's also revisionist history, too, it seems to be. But
politically correct revisionist history.
I think another good thing for the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council to think about when we're talking about schools and just education is what are the schools in CD6 achieving academically on a scale of 1 to 10, you'd be really horrified. Well, no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be horrified. You wouldn't even be shocked.
You wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, California is now number 45 in education.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a very good perspective.
That's your barometer.
And the one thing that you should do is every time a candidate says, "I'm really focused on education and the teachers," that right there is code for, I just want the teachers' unions to support me, and nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
Because the schools are achieving horrible, horrible scores.
Well, and plus, you know, you got rid of Deasy, and now you got bring a ringer.
Ramon.
You know?
God.
So that's,
heaven.
You know.
I thought we were done with that.
Yeah,
you know?
And he has a history. And
oh,
I'm,
yeah.
A history? That's
yeah.
a good word for it.
Yeah, and I'm surprised Novi didn't make a stink out of it.
Well,
so that's
time.
Well, you know,
if this
it's like everybody
like,
lost their
like
conscience.
A minute and a half breath between leadership there, then I don't know what the hell this city is thinking about.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we suffered through years of decay because of that individual, and to bring him back as an interim leader is lunacy.
No, I have a relative who works for LAUSD in the finance department,
mm-hmm.
so she knows all
where he stashed all the
cash. And she believes in the borough system, sort of.
The borough system came up last night. I wasn't going to bring that up. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, the borough system came up. We had a very small meeting with Hertzberg last night in this room. And he has a Bible that he created that's this thick on the borough system that would consist of nine boroughs. There would be five members per borough, totaling 45 bureau captains, borough captains, if you want to call them that, one leader per borough, and
is there something sharp I can stick in my eyeball?
It would change the entire landscape of Los Angeles politics. It would absolutely reform Los Angeles politics.
Well,
but at the same time, it would create nine more demigods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, anyways, it's always interesting.
It's a long discussion.
Yeah.
Believe it.
Just to let you know, I was at the planning department maybe a couple of weeks on a project that I was working on,
mm-hmm.
and I happened to cross by Mr. Tom Henry, you know, and I didn't realize how much they cover as far as the San Fernando Valley. Because there's Bob Duenas and Tom Henry covers much of Van Nuys, Canoga Park, Woodland Hills, North Hollywood, and I don't know how they keep up with all the stuff.
They don't.
They don't. And I, you know, before I was attacking them, but I realized how
understaffed and
you know. And how ministerial they are, you know, that they don't do the outreach or they don't do the, you know, go to the field to actually know what the...
No time in the agenda.
Yeah.
Like I told you, when I called him up, he had no idea where Vesper Avenue north of Van Owen was. And he was the sole person who determined that apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Across the street from a single family neighborhood. Director's determinations should not be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And that lessened their burden, their work burden.
And I forgot to mention this because I was at the Plan Check Neighborhood Council.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they had the city attorney showed up, and basically they were telling me that that the city attorney represents the applicants, meaning the developers,
mm-hmm.
not the
right,
not the residents.
Yeah,
no,
not the people,
not
the
absolutely
not the board members or not the stakeholder who.
No, not the people who.
So
right,
and they're trying to change that. They're trying to create some kind of liaison, you know, or attorney that would represent the Plum Committee or Neighborhood Council.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, when I hear this,
mm-hmm.
I'm reminded of someone that I just recently met who said the problem with California is the corrupt politics that goes on. And by that, he said, I mean, in order to get a position, you have to know someone, and there are always so many layers. It's never just one decision maker. It's usually a committee of eight or something that makes it so cumbersome to do any sort of real business, you know.
Yeah.
And the term is greasing.
Yeah. And,
there's a lot of
And who's the one
grease.
Who appoints the liaison?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's another question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's... And I think that the majority... I mean, we're not... I mean, when I look at ours, we're not as bad what Venice is going right now because...
Oh. Just kill yourself if you were in Venice.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
kill yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it really... It is. It's terrible. You know, I think sometimes, you know, I always swear to myself, I'm going to go, and I'm not saying a word. I'm just going to sit there. I'm keeping my mouth shut. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's really difficult, you know, if you have an honest bone in your body,
mm-hmm.
you cannot sit there and not say something.
Sure.
Right? There are times when right is right and wrong is wrong. And if you need to defer to something else, you know, or you need more time. But I think the way in which things are, it's everyone is so concerned not to upset this one or,
sure.
you know, this council person wants it this way, so we're going to, you know, we'll be okay with that. And meanwhile, things turn to crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the person that was here tonight, or the person representing the Village Family Services,
mm-hmm.
that's a perfect example
uh-huh.
of what they assumed would how it would play out.
Mm-hmm.
They buy the property.
Mm-hmm.
They speak with the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
The politicians want to get the committee approval. And then
yes.
they'll approve
yeah.
it too.
Because
they never bothered thinking about the people who
yeah.
live there.
Because
right.
if the committee approves it, you're the layer.
Yeah.
You
can't yeah.
be
sure.
When
sure.
when he came up to me, he said it was already, you know.
Fait accompli.
Yeah. So, I mean, I said, well, I told him, it's like, you're going to have some resistance because.
He actually presented it to you as if it's a.
Done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Disgusting.
No, I mean, well. I, like you said, he consulted with
mm-hmm.
with Nuri's office.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And
you know, I find that so really,
mm.
you know, to just say egregiously offensive. That's a gross
right.
understatement.
Well, yeah, and
yeah.
plus, I mean, this is something that's starting to bring up now because there is a couple that who came to me and I asked them if they want. It's down on. Actually, near Penny's. It's right across the street from Van Owen Park.
Mm.
And they were saying, this is not a halfway house. This is like, they use different terms.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was like,
right.
yeah, transitional housing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I said, okay, well, bring it to, and then they just didn't want to bring it.
And, you know, this gentleman has good intentions, but he wasn't forthright and transparent. And he also, I mean,
yeah.
truthfully, you know, there were, you know, when you skip over and say, it's not really in the center of the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
it's next to, you know, come off it. I live there. I walk, when I do my power walks in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I know exactly where that house is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so those, right away when I start to see the, you know, the not the whole truth and nothing but the whole
yeah.
truth,
mm.
it's
truth by omission.
Yeah.
I think the problem is that he pulled the trigger too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he got the grant, he got the money,
October
he found the
yeah,
property.
And that's
mm-hmm.
that's
thought,
yeah.
you know, and
never
that's you know, I
and he thought it was going to be a done deal.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you know, for $540,000, which is what he bought that for on Kittredge,
mm-hmm.
just
okay,
think
that was a deal.
Yeah, just think about this. You
Gosh.
Know, that new unit, you know, all of those new homes where the guy told us tonight they're mm-hmm. they're going to be 500,000. The starting price mm-hmm. is going to be.
Oh, are you talking about the one Firmament?
Yeah, the
no, not Firmament.
This evening.
Yeah,
oh, okay. With this woman here and everything. Can you imagine if they wind up selling to places like this, you know, and granted, they won't buy up every last one of them, but what is your budget? You know, $540,000, you can go to a lot of different places, really.
Well, I'm seeing, you know, because I just been approached by one of the developers, Richmond Homes, that mm-hmm. they're mm-hmm. building right now. Mm-hmm. They're having a hard time selling it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to say, do you think it's doable to put a roof deck?
Mm-hmm.
And I says, well, I mean, it depends on where you're going to place it. If it's going to impact the neighbor's privacy, you know, that's
new
a problem.
New home sales are not as liquid as they...
Well, I think, and also because, I mean, I personally think they're... I mean, you could see that in Palmdale or anything else.
Sure.
You know, just the quality and the, mm-hmm. you know, the finished materials. Mm-hmm. I mean... And it's a cookie cutter.
Yeah, and people want to live in a more established neighborhood. Well, in Van Nuys, you have little pockets that are remaining.
Mm-hmm.
Kester Ridge is one of them, Midvale Estates, the Chisholm Estates, you know. But Victory Park, let's get real. Orion Street is... is really the crown jewel, and everything around it
is crap.
You know, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And or at least has a big question mark.
Talking about Orion and Van Nuys.
I mean, it's an oasis for Christ.
Yeah,
you know.
Really is.
Well, and that's that was sort of my thing. Is like, okay, where are the amenities that
mm-hmm.
could compensate all that density?
Mm-hmm. And Penny, you know. For years, I sat at the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council meetings, and every person that came in, every mental health facility that wanted to have, you know, the support of the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, they got it over and over and over
mm-hmm.
again. No matter what you said, you know, to them, you have to stop and think about what this is going to do to the overall community. Because, yes, everyone wants to help people in need. Every one of us, I'm sure, knows more than one person
who
mm-hmm. needs help. But you cannot be putting them in.
And concentrated.
Because Penny is a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a beautiful home, and she is surrounded with all of these things.
And I've said
and
this
it's
repeatedly,
a nightmare.
But this is the way Skid Row downtown developed.
Sure.
It didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But we're on that path, and I'm at the point where I say no more.
Yeah.
No mas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Basta.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so. I mean, you can see, and I hope you can see the and I'm not using this term lightly, but the complexion of the makeup of the Van Nuys Council is not the same as it was 5 years ago. I think that there's a level of engagement now that there wasn't then.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the sincerity of the level of engagement is different than what it was.
I think everyone starts off well-intentioned.
Well, that's why there's term limits.
Who goes on to the neighborhood council. But...
In some cases, they'll have term limits.
But,
but
it's, you know... It gets to be really frustrating at times when you're a stakeholder and you're sitting there and the meetings get out of control.
Oh, yeah.
And former board members try to take over the meetings.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I won't allow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just another historical fact. I remember years ago, but it wasn't that long. You know the building that's on the corner of Sylvan and Tyrone?
Of course.
It's a two-story?
Yeah.
I remember when it was up for sale, and at the time it was Tony Cardenas and Jim D'Antona. And I pleaded with D'Antona, because they were selling it as, the listing was, perfect SRO property, mm-hmm. single resident yeah. occupancy, which is what you find in Skid Row, right? Mm. That's, mm-hmm. and I pleaded, please don't let them do this, please. And I was assured, oh no, the council office would never let it happen, never let it happen. Well, technically it's not an SRO, but it's a transitional housing for troubled persons mm-hmm. who need, like, you know, social service.
It's Korean
oversight.
Ownership, I believe, mm-hmm. at the present time.
Well, whatever, but I said, you know, make it a senior citizens resident.
Anything.
But no, they again allowed it mm-hmm. to become something that for people who do not contribute or are a positive influence.
Section 8 housing.
Yeah.
It is. That's what it is.
So it's nice to know that the person, or, you know, it's nice to know what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. But
it's one too many?
One was one too many.
Yeah. It's way beyond, you know. I mean,
or
really is.
Or
it's
anything
overflow.
That's too many as far as, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, it's too overflow.
Okay. So we had our public comments, so thank you very much. So thank you for showing up at Plum Committee, and meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.